Weeds shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice here at Rosie on the House. Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Bringing it back to the garden at Rosie on the House, Daddy-O.
And speaking of peaches, they seem to be quite a popular topic right now. Mr. Harper, looking at what you've posted on Facebook, y'all got some peaches this year.
Peaches. Oop, there we go. The way you get those peaches is you thin. You can't let every peach. And we had a caller that we couldn't get on the air, and we kind of hurried through another caller talking. He didn't want to sleep outside. So if you don't want those limbs to break, you have to literally go through and remove more of the peaches than you keep.
Hard to do.
And it's hard to do. We used to had a county agent here that used to tell you, go get your neighbor and have him do it for you because you wouldn't do enough. But literally about one peach every 10 or 12 inches apart. Get rid of all the rest if you want really nice peaches. Because you know what? They're all going to get ripe about the same day anyway. And then it's really hard to deal with. I remember one year we didn't do it, and my wife cussed me because we were peeling all these little tiny apricot-sized peaches, you know, to try and do something with them. So you got to thin them. It'll give you a nice, big, beautiful peach, and it'll keep your tree from breaking down as well.
So I'm just going to defend Trina because I can't imagine her ever cussing you, but
well,
just
wasn't,
to say.
Cussing for her is like
fussing,
darn
maybe?
You.
She was sticks.
Fussing, exactly.
Well, let's see how we can help Leslie this morning. She's new to Tonopah from Flagstaff. That's quite a, that's only a, about a 2.5 hour location change, but you're dropping 8,000 feet, 7,000 feet in elevation?
6,000 actually, because we're at 1,300 here and we were at 7,000 there.
Yeah.
But yeah, quite a
lot.
Oh, yeah. Talk about the temperature difference.
Our gardener in John Jay, was fly fishing Lake Mary yesterday and his line was freezing up.
Yeah. The ferrules on the fly rods were icing up yesterday morning.
So, are you second guessing your move, or do you have a question for Valley Living?
There's no second guessing it. We're here.
Okay, welcome. How can
Thank
we help?
You. The yard that I moved into is semi landscaped. It's got cactus and an oval here, and cactus and an oval there, and some cactus scattered through the backyard. And I started watering them because I noticed they were kind of like shriveling. So everything started growing really nicely, and then they started getting eaten up. I mean, bites and chunks and pieces of it falling, all over the place. I know my dogs are doing the prickly pear cactus in the backyard. I'll have to do something about that myself. But out front, nobody's there but some critter or other.
Well,
and my husband says I should put out an alternate type of water source for them so they could quit eating my cactus, but they've all but killed one swallow, and I'm trying to protect the second one, and the other paddle, the beaver tail paddle cactus, are almost gone too.
Well, as dry a winter as we've had, the critters are looking for moisture in about any way they can get it. And
an alternate water source would probably just bring more.
It might. It might work. It might backfire on you. But yeah, it's probably rabbits, javelina, deer, you name it, birds. They're all going to use things like prickly pear to get not only food, but a lot of moisture out of them. So yeah, short of fencing them out, I'm not sure what you do.
You'd have to apply it multiple times, and depending on what's actually physically eating it, it may not work. If it is like cats, I don't know if Repels All works for cats.
It certainly would help.
It lists dogs, rabbits, deer. So Bonide Repels All would be a first place you can start applying a product.
It's worth a try. Mothballs, cayenne pepper, all of those things. She does bring up a point, though, that in years of real low rainfall and drought, even your cactus need a little bit of water. You'd be surprised how many people have cactus die from lack of water, and especially in the landscape, because a lot of the cactus varieties we use in the landscape are not native cactus. And they, they come from places that get a little more rainfall and moisture than we get.
And for everyone we weren't able to reach today, hang on the line. We'll answer your questions at top of the hour. And if you want to reach Jay during the week?
You can call me, 480-946-3481, or get on our website, harpersnurseries.com, and email me.
Kathleen wrote in and said, after 20 years of listening, this Phoenix gal finally went to Harper's Nursery. I had an odd project, but the young woman who helped me did a great job, listened to what I wanted, found exactly the right solution. Thank you very much. So,
congratulations to Crystal. That was Crystal that helped her. So,
all right. Very good. And Julie Murphy.
Yes. I'm so glad to be here, and thanks for having us on again, and thanks for celebrating our farmers and ranchers here in Arizona and Arizona Farm Bureau. You know, I drink the Kool-Aid. I'm a Farm Bureau member, and I'm not even farming anymore. We used to, but because I feel so dedicated to the 24,000 members that we have with Arizona Farm Bureau, and by the way, the majority of them are non-farmers, but they just love Arizona Farm Bureau. So we are out and about and celebrating our agriculture for this desert state. It's pretty impressive.
What's y'all's mission?
Our mission is we're an advocacy group for the farmers and the ranchers. So sometimes people like to say, oh, well, that's lobbying. Actually, it's advocacy because our farmers and ranchers are, it's a grassroots organization. They're the ones that say, hey, we need to address water issues. We need to address air quality issues. We want some other things taken care of. And so our farmer rancher leaders tell us on staff what we need to be doing.
FillYourPlate.org for more information on the consumer end for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Support the $12.4 billion industry we have in agriculture right here in our own backyard. It's Rosie on the House. Open line hour coming up next, followed by an air conditioning hour at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.